Four.
Four. Remember four, cuz we're having troubles on the cooker now. Right, how many have we done?
Four.
Four.
Five.
Six. Seven.
Six.
Eight.
Oh, did I go outside again?
Nine.
Nine.
Ten.
Ten. How many did you say?
Fourteen.
Eleven. Twelve.
Thirteen.
Thirteen. Fourteen.
Fourteen.
There you go. Have a
Where's
little sum.
Abby?
Two level teaspoons of oil medium oil.
Can I have?
No.
You've got the spoon.
You said you wanted the spoon, Tim. You got what you wanted.
I've got more than he
One.
does here.
I don't think you have actually.
Two.
Two.
It's just that yours is spread out a bit more. Two of those. Blob of salt. Do you know what we've got to do with this? You're going to be really disappointed because I've just read a little bit further on and it says we've got to leave it in the fridge overnight before we can roll it out into biscuits. Perhaps if we just leave it in the fridge for over tea time.
Stop
And then
tea
perhaps
time.
that might help. We'll see how sticky it is. I didn't realise we'd have to leave it quite so long in the fridge. Sorry about that. Because I think when we did them at school, we just left them for half an hour and they were okay. Perhaps it depends what you put in it.
We've got some in the pan.
Thank you.
Did it say
Children's recipe, and it said leave it for half an hour in the fridge, so we left it for half an hour, it was fine to roll it out. But this one says leave it overnight, and I don't know if that's because they're being super cautious or because of the kind of mixture we've got, it will be too sticky to try and roll out earlier. So we don't know. So we might not be able to use our shapes until tomorrow, which would be a pity, wouldn't it, really? Them. I think if you share that now, the two
but
of you.
why? Because I haven't got any.
I think you've probably had enough actually. You get his, just have one little thing, put your finger in, and then we're going to put it in the. That's three fingers. Put it in the dish. I need somebody to beat an egg.
Beat an egg.
Oh.
And I beat an egg.
You can both have a go. Have a mug.
Have a mug. Why?
Why?
Both have a mug.
Why?
Why?
You ready?
Where's mine?
Well, we've only got one egg. We're going to need one egg.
Right,
what you have to do, we'll let Tim have a first go. You have to stir it around like that with a fork.
Why didn't you let us crack the egg?
Watch it, Tim, and see what happens, because that yellow bit will start mingling in with all that other bit. That's the yolk in the middle.
Could you wash my fingers first?
Can I wash your fingers off? Yeah,
my
wash your own fingers off.
What's rolling it out, Mum?
Roly towels, when you get a rolling pin, a roly towel, that's when you need the cutters to make the shapes, you see.
But why do you have to leave it in the heavy?
Christopher, your turn, see if you can mix it better. Hold it still.
Wow, we've got a scoop and we could put it in there.
Do you want to see how it's really done? Let me show you. Watching Tim, then you can try. Watch.
I'll just see.
You hold it like this, little. Hold the cup with the hand. You hold your fork like that and you're doing it, and then you just whisk it
round and round
very fast.
Mum, it would be better if you put it in that toy machine, Mum. We could mix it round and that wouldn't need you to do it, would it? Start putting it in.
Right, that should be okay now. All we need now is for this to be melted. Do you think it's melted? It's a mess. I don't know about melted. Finished melting yet, so I'll just bring it over there so you have a look. Can you see? Look, it's still all lumps of margarine in it. Can you see the lumps of margarine?
Why is it brown?
Those yellow bits. Well, that under there is the syrup.
See the spoon.
That's the syrup and the sugar all mixed in, and then that yellow stuff on the top's the margarine.
And it looks like cheese.
Bunged together.
It looks like cheese. Mm. It looks like.
It hardly mixes really, does it? Because the margarine's all on the top. Now this should be interesting. I've got to tip this in here though. Sometimes I've got to put this in and sometimes I've got to put egg in.
Come on, Kim, put that. Oh, Tim.
What to say?
Yeah. Oh. I can't see.
Oh, I'll put it nearer to you and then you'll be able to see. This is really a mummy job this, I'm afraid.
Ooh. I want to
smell nice.
No, it's not pastry, because pastry is when you just use flour and water and a bit of margarine. It mixes in a different way, really. I don't know what you mean. We are going to tip it out a bit like that. Woo!
Oh, that's a bit of a lot. But it smells nice and it smells nice, so I could eat it now.
Could it?
Can you
just put your finger on there, you'll see how sticky it is. You feel it's warm and sticky, isn't it?
Perfect.
Try that with Tim. If we put it in the fridge, it'll make it go all
can
cold,
have another.
And then it won't be sticky. But you can't roll it out to make those shapes at the moment because it's too sticky. So we're going to have to stick it in the fridge. When it comes out, it'll be just ready then.
We can't do any.
So I'm afraid we can't do any chopping up into biscuits. I should have checked the recipe before we started, really, shouldn't I?
We should have started after tea.
Yeah. Well.
We should have started the morning.
Well, we can do it in the morning. Or we could do it tomorrow night when you come home from school.
No, but if you
what day is it? Wednesday. Yeah, we've got nothing better to do tomorrow after school. We can do it then.
Let's have our picnic.
Right, now. I want 6 ounces.
I want. Let me just have a minute.
That's it now. That's 6 ounces. Pour it in. Right now, what do we need next? We need the tin. Oh, it's in the way. Right. We need something to weigh. Shall we weigh this cup?
What do you want to do?
Weigh
a cup.
Right, now here. Well,
take the fork out and weigh less.
What?
Take the fork out and weigh even less. Weigh the margarine.
That's the same way.
Okay. Open your mouth.
Well said.
Do you like that or not?
Mmm.
Mmm. Mmm.
Because you just spilt a load of fennel and egg on top of that.
Oh, that's not really nothing. I like it.
It's fine. Try it. Oi. What's that raw egg you're eating? Do you like it? Some people eat raw egg, you know. They like it. When I read the recipe the properly, it turns out I've got to leave it in the fridge overnight before we can wrap it.
Oh, I thought you were making those quick biscuits.
And me.
Did you? Oh. I mean, I know a recipe quick, you can put them in the
fridge. Yeah. I did one the other week at Christopher's school, but I didn't realise there was too much syrup and stuff in it for to do it quick enough because it's too sticky. When you try to roll it out, it's all.
You know how you make pastry?
Just
a bit of sugar.
Sugar instead. Well, no, this would be.
I know, but
it's
going to make it a bit different. I thought you'd finish quick. I was waiting for you to say what number on the oven and that.
Well, I've put the oven on already because I didn't read it properly. Oh. I'm so hopeless.
Perhaps I might get something
more. Well, you might if you're not
birthday cake.
We don't have a cake, so we've had the salad.
language is a bit
I
to
know
do
all
with.
my words. I'm the cleverest boy in your class.
Well, that'd be
Have
so
you seen that
boy.
Before, Daddy?
Have you been wearing that all day?
He didn't wear, no, he wasn't wearing it at lunchtime, was he? So it must have been this afternoon when he talked to me.
And started wearing it.
I went to the Pig and Whistle, was it? Where did I go? The Jolly Farmer. Was it
Jolly Farmer?
The Amen.
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 That's a bit previous, wasn't it?
You went to the Jolly Farmer, what, for your lunch?
We went to meet Mummy at the Jolly Farm.
I thought instead of driving all the way back round to collect them, they could walk down to the Jolly Farm.
Some jam.
At the south way for Tesco's, and they would have time to do that.
Jam.
How about some margarine first?
No.
Strange jam.
What was that?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Just dropping the jam and the salad cream everywhere. On the new pottery. Well, it's not that new anymore, is it? So.
Do you want some margarine on tin first?
No.
I think it might help.
I've just asked him if he wanted margarine, he said no.
Can I have some bread, please?
Mm-hmm. You should
have some. Yeah. Golden
jam. What would you like? My birthday girl.
I'd like some chicken roll, please.
Should I pass it to you?
No, no, it's alright. Thank you. I'll just stretch. I'd rather. Would you like some?
Thank you very much.
Good. Would you like some bread to go with it?
Yes. It's a bit hard actually.
So how was your day?
Very busy, I haven't stopped for a second.
Oh, you came home early, especially for me.
Well, I did have a bit of lunch, yes.
You managed to get out your paper or whatever? Or was that
No, because I was having lunch out.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
So I haven't stopped, you know. Moment to myself all day. Julie went home this morning.
She did go home.
No, I said she was going to be ill.
She didn't dare not come.
She did come this morning, but then had a message when I got out of this meeting that she'd gone home.
At least she showed her face. I bet she didn't dare not come after you said.
Yeah.
She said what?
Well, yesterday apparently you told her that she'd better turn up.
Well, I said no excuses.
Can you help me?
She says that she's going to go to the doctor's tomorrow to get some.
Can you help me, Dad?
Is she that bad?
Sounded alright.
Dad, I want
more. Poor girl's probably dying off. Do you want some more coleslaw? Yeah. It's no good offering you that.
I want to throw it.
I'll do you one more.
Do you want a lid to this, or are you folding it, Tim?
What?
Do you want a lid to this, or are you folding it? I'll chop it for you. Chop.
Got
to make some biscuits and then read the recipe afterwards and discovered that to put them in the fridge for 24 hours and the pastry in the fridge so they couldn't make the biscuits. Now I'm sitting here expecting a biscuit and nothing came.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those recipes you could make it straight away, was it?
The wrong stuff, isn't it?
No.
No, but that stuff in it, they didn't read the end bit, you see, so
I read the ingredients and I thought, oh, that's good, we've got all those things.
Then
so we'll use that one.
So
we got all
sorts of that. I'm buying ginger. Make a ginger mix
thing. But we didn't know that mattered.
And that didn't matter, so we just made biscuit mix.
And then decided, found out they had to put it in the fridge for 24 hours. So there was I sitting here expecting a biscuit. I didn't get one.
So you're starving, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, there's
ghosts.
Ghosts? Oh, I did. Yes, two ghosts came in here with towels over their heads.
Right.
I'm a young man.
Was one of you, wasn't it?
Everybody being back to school and nursery today? Been to Holly Cottage?
Not again.
You haven't been to Holly Cottage today?
There.
Were the ducks there?
No.
No ducks. No eggs. No eggs here. Oh dear.
But Mum, why is it there's just one over here. No eggs here.
I've always wondered that.
Sorry, everyone's eating with their mouths full.
I mean, talking with their mouths full.
I mean, yes. Talking with their mouths full.
Sorry, I'm so excited. In the book, No Eggs Here, Oh Dear, yeah? It says, they go to look for the eggs with the ducks, and it says, No Eggs Here, Oh Dear. But actually, ducks do have eggs. It's possible they could have been there. But they won't.
Maybe. I expected that it said.
Yes, that might be one.
When I looked on the other page, there was more.
Oh, you'll enjoy Christmas reading book today.
What about the daddy?
daddy?
I'm going to the toilet.
My daddy was the water. And the water tree. I wanted the daddy
to
do
it. Down properly.
Could you
What?
Have an option. I bought you for your birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will. It's just upstairs, you see.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
It's too long.
I know.
See, it's such an exciting day.
Did you buy anything else?
No.
Well, I've got it all in my sort of purse ready, you see. And I went off to town today, and do you know what I bought? Zilch.
No.
Nothing.
Really?
Oh,
what?
Oh, I like that one. It's the thing I wanted to buy.
I wasn't there long enough, really.
Mum, look at me.
I had a very happy time looking at things I didn't want.
No,
it
wasn't that frustrating.
No, I wasn't quite frustrated. I was enjoying it. But I've just decided this was not for me. That's okay, because I've got another. I'll do it again another time, won't I?
That's a red blue. I wanted a bread.
I've got loads of bread.
I have that. Can I have some Pam?
Some Pam?
No. Pam. Pamela. Can I have some cream? Fish.
She makes his mind up, doesn't she?
I didn't say, Mummy. Jam.
Well, we know what you said.
Well, we thought you said jam, didn't we, Timothy?
Green.
So you went to town. You didn't mind the thing when we came home.
But I didn't go to town until half past 10 this week. I was going to my mother's at half past 11, so it wasn't a lot of time.
I was down, wasn't it? I been in town all morning. No?
Why?
Pottering about me. Doing my own thing. Well, I had to open about 9 cards when I got home. So everything was
open about
9 cards.
So I had to do that by myself without any help.
But you like your little helpers.
I haven't got my
Salad cream. Careful because it's all in the lid. I think it needs help because when that lid is taken off, it'll all flop out.
Put it on there.
How much do you want?
There's not very much
there. There's enough for anybody. Shout when?
When?
I get to shout when.
Just a little bit of that.
I'm gonna spit it. Put some more bread.
You want some more bread? You already had two pieces.
We haven't.
Yeah, you had a little on that card, or mine. You and me.
I didn't have two.
Yes, saw you.
You had one sandwich, but a top.
You had the bottom, and then you had a top one. Saw you.
Bread.
Do you need the toilet? No? Sure? You haven't been for a long time, have you?
Oh, the bread.
You've been for a long time, no. What's I know of?
When you went to...
I want the bread! I want bread.
You want bread?
No, I didn't get anything else.
What did you have for lunch?
Bread! I want bread!
Not exactly delicate ladylike chips. Almost hunks and tiny little tins out of the... No, tins out of the peas out of the tin.
What did I just said in the wrong...
At least I didn't have to send mine back to chap sitting next to me.
I want the bread!
What do you think, dear, to this child that keeps moping on about bread?
Don't you want any bread then?
No.
Don't you?
Oh. Perhaps half a piece.
Does anybody else want any more?
I don't do one.
You do. I'll bet your daddy. Half a piece each. Ravenous hordes.
You got any sheep dropping on you?
Happy? What would you like on it?
Egg.
Pardon?
Cheese.
Cheese? This kind of cheese or cream cheese?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese, please.
Yeah. Can I have some margarine?
With or without margarine? No margarine. Just cream cheese. It's easy.
The cream cheese is margarine.
There you are.
It's margarine. Cream cheese. No, it's not. Is it not?
What?
Cream cheese isn't margarine.
Cream cheese isn't margarine. You can use cream cheese instead of it or without it, or you can have both. As you like, really. So you whacked out there.
Absolutely done it.
You came home and you laid the table. Very impressive. I did try and do the cooking before you came in case you didn't notice.
That's
a good thing. I'm going to take the line down onto the table. Wrap it up, shall I?
mum and Roger.
I hope so.
You wash up.
I got
no,
to wash
Mummy
up.
Got the tea you ready.
When is
your
birthday?
It's Mummy's
birthday.
Yeah, when it's your birthday, everybody does things for you. Everybody's nice to you. Have you been nice to Mummy all day?
Some of it.
Yeah, Mum's too.
So, you went to town, didn't buy anything, went to Grandma's, picked her up, went to Holly Cottage.
Came out to the Jolly Farmer.
Ah, well, did you go to Holly Cottage first?
No, we went to the Jolly Farmer and I dropped my mother in the Jolly Farmer and then I went off to Holly Cottage to collect him. My mum
went
up to collect it, Christopher.
I didn't go in the Jolly Farmer, that it sounds as though I did.
Because we thought that would be quicker then, you see, because she
both
can collect
at the same time.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we beetled off to Tesco's and who did we see in Tesco's cafe once again?
No.
Mrs. She must make a permanent every time we're there, she's
see
there.
See her in the cafe.
Yeah.
She was pretending to be Mrs. Mrs. Clark's ill. At school.
What's she doing?
So,
again?
Mrs.
teaching.
Mrs.
Clark's teaching Mrs. Clark's class because Mrs. Clark's ill.
Yeah.
So she leaps off to Tesco's, same as Christopher.
Mama.
Where you got
How
one?
Does Imogen get to Tesco's?
With her daddy, because daddy was off work today. Ground there.
There.
Right.
Have you finished then?
Ram is going to a long one.
You're not having any cake?
No.
No, right then. Would you like to sit down and watch and see what
you're going to
watch
the candles?
But isn't this?
Yeah, if you come and watch anyway.
An apple.
Right, well just watch me have my cake.
There's banana.
Well, they are apples.
It's apple, apple, or apple. A helicopter.
There's a banana there.
The bananas are not meant to be there.
No, they're not. They're supposed to be apples. So if anybody is starving and wants this.
Cake.
Well, there's apple and cake, so you can choose. Is it wet?
Yeah.
It's because I washed them.
Do you want any more tea than me?
It's the helicopter sounds it's come to the hospital. Oh, yes, well, there it is. That's ever so close.
Where?
Did you see it, Tim?
Yeah. Is it going to the hospital?
Probably.
Well,
sometimes they fly things in or fly things out.
Why is it going?
Like kidneys.
Well,
it's true. That's what they're doing. It's just that we're having our tea.
A usual happy time at Birmingham Station when I got there.
What do you mean by happy? Are you being sarcastic?
Well, yeah, very.
Oh
mind
That's
you, it wasn't really their fault. There was a big fire factory in Banbury.
Yes.
And it's upset the first thing we wanted to go to the station straight row, it went to the 12-6 train from to Redditch and it was up on the board and, and all of a sudden. We are very sorry. The train at number 11, I kept giving it out, platform 11, when you get to Leamington on it, get out if you're going to Banbury. There'll be a coach because there's a fire at Banbury. Well, I thought it meant there was something on the side of the railway. It was a factory near the edge of the city. So then we kept giving that.
Haven't we put these before the cake? Is that the idea? Is that just what everybody's
doing? They're
doing.
Everyone else is might as well.
I'll wait, I'll tell you this story about
them.
Yeah, so carry on. You carry on talking while we chomp.
We're all sitting, three of us sitting on this seat. A girl that was all shaking, she was going for an interview to Birmingham at University of the Another lady was going on to Northfield and said, well, you're all right, you'll be all right, we said, if you get on the train when we get on, you're okay. So they kept giving out.
Well, this is a plate I'd really like.
Oh, that's a plate, sorry. I spoke, I don't know. Then they said, the train to such a place will be a quarter hour late, we're very sorry because it's held up. Everything was standing outside the station. They're all held up with this fire at Banbury. It was upsetting everything.
It's a bit odd because Banbury's quite a long way from Birmingham.
No, but it was upsetting all the
people. Why could they get
the
rid
train.
Of the train to
it's
Banbury?
Easy, eh? So eventually we
well,
got.
Well, did lots of trains go through Banbury?
No,
just
oh,
one an hour.
Oh,
that's
all, one an hour.
This happened to be the hour, you see. When it was
oh, 6 past the hour.
Yes, yeah, 6 minutes past the hour, so there. Yes, so they kept giving it out. Now, if you're getting on this train, make sure you get out at Leamington. So at about 12:20, the 12:06 went out from platform 11. Well, because that had upset everything then, you see, so a few other trains kept coming in and out. Then they said, we were very sorry, but the Shrewsbury train will come in at platform 10. That's where we're all waiting. So the Redditch train must have been outside somewhere, so that came in just as the 12:06 went out. About 20 past 12, the Shrewsbury train came in. So, and this girl got up, so we said, don't get on this. You'll never get to Birmingham University. You get on here. Wait until we get on, because they've changed the train. She's getting all worked up. She'd come from Middlesbrough. So I said, well, look, anyway, we said, if there's no train to university, nobody will be going at the right time, will they?
Anyway, so they're every quarter of an hour, so it's not.
Yes, but you see, they got so mixed up that the Longbridge train, where the Longbridge train was.
I can hear it.
The Longbridge train was still outside, the 12:06 to Redditch was still outside. So for a bit they gave out the Longbridge train. Okay. Then they said, oh no, the 12:06.
Come back.
Yeah, there it is, oh look.
Ah.
Yeah, that's low, isn't it?
It's
off,
it's
not very
bad.
So they got themselves right mixed up. Platform change.
Shall we go round again?
Circle
again.
Another one.
Mm. Another one?
Yeah, it's two.
Oh, there's something happened somewhere, didn't it?
Not there, there's a different one.
Yes, there's one there.
Can you see?
Oh, come in.
They'll
have to wait to come
definitely
in.
Definitely two, and just see the other ones just getting over the train. So.
They'll have to wait to come in, won't they?
Not normally two, one after the other.
No.
Exciting. Two lots of kidneys.
So anyway, yeah, well. So, and they kept changing platforms with all these trains anyway. After a bit, they decided that the Redditch train was going to come in before the Longbridge train. So, and they didn't change it and say it wasn't going to Redditch. Because once when I was doing that, suddenly the man was mad because it stopped two Redditch trains that time, and he was mad because he says, all these people here waiting to go to Redditch. And we changed it and said it's not going past Longbridge. Anyway, it came in. The 12:06 came in at about 12:25. And we're all part of it, including all these young folks going to university. You should have seen the number they got off.
A board interview altogether,
I think. And what I expect. Oops. Got on the 12:06 because the 12:21 didn't come in. Anyway, we waved to her as she got off, and then we said we got off at Northfield. And I stayed on, and there was still the coach, you see, was full at Barn Green to Redditch.
Could you not get on it then?
Oh, well, yes.
Is there ever a time when you can't? Because
no,
I mean,
there
must be quite.
It wasn't completely full.
Yeah, people were having two seats for one.
That's
person.
Why they only have it off peak, whereas during the rush hour. Mm.
So when it comes to the rush hour, they couldn't
do it.
Could
there, we
it
on the
no, that's
side.
Okay. Don't worry. Do you need to go to the toilet?
Have a look. Got a bit of bed at the end.
Yeah, I think. Do you need to go to the toilet look, before my cake?
You need to go to the toilet when you start blowing the candles, might be too awful. I should go to if I were you.
Nip off quick. Do you need to go?
Before we
the
have the candles
time,
for
the
cake.
Right.
I'm going to work today.
Yes.
Over here.
Where?
Yeah.
I think it'd be nice if you sat on your chair. Don't you think it'd be nice if you sat
on
your chair?
Oh, definitely. Spoils the party if you don't.
Okay.
I shan't think that you're there if you do. You what?
Going to stand next to Mummy.
You're tired.
He's tired.
You're wet out, aren't you?
He doesn't really know what to do.
It's all that rushing around Arrow Valley Park. We haven't told Daddy about going to Arrow Valley Park. Ooh, I don't want to look. Daddy, I'm passing you. Well, he seems to be wandering about. No, he's decided he's not having cake, love.
He's a birthday pumpkin.
I'm excited.
Oh, dear.
Well, just leave it there because it won't matter. But Daddy doesn't want me to see you see before it comes out, so it makes it more exciting that way. Do you want to come sit on my knee?
No! We'll just stand.
Right. And just snuggle wuggle. That's nice.
I think he's just whacked,
isn't he? I'm getting this away.
okay.
No, 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 because Daddy doesn't want Mummy to see what he's doing in the kitchen. See, if you keep moving that, she can see.
Were you thinking of taking a walk with it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Carry on. Don't bump into Daddy on his way this way.
Daddy! Daddy, help on that one!
There's only me and you left at this table.
I'll be quick, because Daddy just got it. He just had the birthday, and I went away.
Are you excited? I'm going to sing to me.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I'm going to play it on my guitar.
Oh, that would be even nicer.
That's a good idea, isn't it? No, I think I put it on the windowsill somewhere.
Plectrum keeps appearing and disappearing.
Well, I did see it. I think I don't know whether I've put it on. Just look on the windowsill, I think.
Daddy, I think we need some new plates here.
We can't have this fancy cake on these plates, can we?
I'm trying to think what the cake is. I'm trying to think what sort of cake we've got.
Dad!
He seems to know what he was getting.
Oh, thank you. Here comes the accompaniment. Better than teaching dyslexics this, isn't it, really?
Birthday, it's my
I enjoy teaching my dyslexics.
Jesus loves. Don't sing it.
I won't sing a word.
No.
No.
He popped out.
I'm looking forward to using my cutters. I'm a bit disappointed I couldn't use
them
right now.
Well, I was just sitting there, we're waiting for shapes and nothing came.
The gingerbread boy cutter is rather large, I'm not quite sure. I want to do
that. To make it a big cake.
It came from Christopher, so I should have to use it very rapidly.
You are right.
I'm going to switch that.
Could you make
be quick
a sort of crunchy cake with it?
How?
I'm going to switch the light
off. You have to make the cake and then cut it.
Not yet,
Oh yes, I could do, and then use a bit of pudding or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's got a sort of metal bar across. I don't understand why that would be. Why would it have a little metal bar across?
I think something's coming.
The lights off.
Come on then.
I'm going to.
Bye. Ooh, all dark. Ooh, look at this. It's a happy birthday around the outside. Ooh, it's what's it called?
Flintstones.
Flintstones.
It's what?
It's the Flintstones.
Is it?
It takes me
back to my child.
Right. Right. Shall we sing?
Right, come along, let's hear it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Sing as well, Tim.
Happy birthday, dear Mummy. Happy birthday to you.
That's all right, we can do it again, can't we?
Yeah, we'd like more again, because
I've got
to come and take a picture.
Mm. Right, Tim, you can sing to me again then. I'm just going to light them and then you can blow.
Let me see what you're doing.
Go around the other side, stand near Mummy, then you'll be on my picture.
Don't forget to get the Flintstones in, will you?
The Flintstones.
Yabby dabby doo. I seem to remember that's what he said. Don't get the cloth in, will you, dear? The teeth.
Right, who's getting close? Getting
nearer.
Go close to Mummy, that's it.
Right, you're going to sing while they take the pictures.
Right.
Come on, let's
go. Hold Tim, please.
It's alright, he's getting his guitar, dear. Right.
Hurry up.
Hurry up, because the candles have gone down. Right.
Right, look at us.
Are you going to sing or not? Go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Mummy, I'm cold.
Decide
what I'm called.
Blow it down.
Well, hold on, we'll just wait for Grandma.
Wait for Grandma, for Grandma, then I'll take a picture of Mummy blowing him in a minute. Ready? Cheese, Grandma.
Can we all blow them?
Yeah. You can blow them instead of me if you like. Oh no, it's got to be me, is it? For the picture. Right,
oh, you ready? Then the next one afterwards.
Right, ready?
The one
all
after.
Blow together, right? Ready? One, two, three. You didn't do anything, did you? Did you take it?
Yeah.
Oh, fancy that. Didn't feel like there was a flash. Like,
it was
like your personal blow.
It was the candles flickering, wasn't it?
Give me another!
Christopher's going to blow first, then Tim, right? Oop.
Is that Flintstone gone? One there.
Just get your fingers off my Flintstones, please. Thank you.
Some Flintstones are falling off, haven't they?
Yeah.
The boy one has.
Is it that one? Well, it's meant to be. Well, it's just kind of stuck on there.
Yeah.
Go on, Christopher. Mind your fingers, love. Don't get in the candle. Oof, one out. Ooh, not really good. Good grief. Come
it
on.
Don't do it.
There's all the
candles. There's one.
I think you have misdirected puff, don't you, really? I think your wind
it's
goes
It's
going to
be my turn.
Okie doke.
There's one for me. There's one.
How many are there?
You take me on there.
Right.
How many, Tim? Can you count them all?
Let's count them. One, two, three, four, five.
Five, just like you had.
Yeah.
Right.
Five.
There goes Tim's blow.
Just press that grey button.
Come on,
five.
Oh, we've got to say cheese first, have we?
You might have to turn it
cheese
away.
What about saying cheese
just
five?
Cheese five.
No, wait a minute.
Cheese five.
Shall we say birthday? Right, ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Birthday.